Hey, good afternoon, my friends. We are on day 29, which is entitled The Message of the Shofar. And I began with a story of Reb Levi Yitzchak Obraditchev, one of the great Hasidic masters, lived in the early 1800s. And he was, trying out people to be a Baal Tokea, to blow the shofar. And he was asking everyone when they were blowing the shofar, what are you thinking about? And different people had different answers. And some people were thinking about the very mystical, lofty ideas behind each of the shvarim and the tzkios and the different sounds of the shofar. But when he heard one simple Jew, very sincerely and just straightforward, said, I have a daughter and she hasn't found her husband yet. And when I blow the shofar, I think of my daughter and I pray that she finds the right husband and then I have enough money to support and to feed my family. And when Reb Levi heard this, he chose him right away, because sincerity is really what the shofar, and specifically Rosh Hashanah in general, is about, but in specifics, the shofar, which is really the ultimate prayer. Rav Soloveitchik called it a prayer without words, and it should be sounded by someone who's really genuine, who's really sincere. Now, what else do we know about the shofar? I shared in this chapter that we have a custom that, well, the shofar also carries a lot of significance historically. It was sounded in times of war to call the Jewish people to battle. I mentioned that before IDF forces go into Gaza, they often blow the shofar. It was also heard when Hashem revealed the Torah at Har Sinai. And when a new king, when a Jewish king was appointed, they would sound the shofar to coronate the king, which is, of course, what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah. We are crowning God as our king. Of course, God is the king, but we have to acknowledge as his loyal subjects that he is the king. And there's some other things that are important about the shofar to think about. Number one, that it's supposed to be kafuf. It's supposed to be bent over. It shouldn't be perfectly upright, which is a symbol of, again, our modesty, being a little bent over. We don't stand in a pompous, arrogant way before Hashem. Another interesting halacha having to do with the shofar is that the Gemara says it should be nistak la'arko pasul, which means that the shofar can't be split down the middle. If it's cracked, it's disqualified. And Rabbi Shachter, one of my teachers, Rabbi J.J. Shachter, my mentor and teacher, said that also, that when we come before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, we also can't be split down the middle. We need to project a clear message with clarity, with conviction, and articulate our goals and our vision for the coming year. Can't have anything sort of cracked down the middle. It's a very, very beautiful teaching. One last halach I mentioned, and that is, it's okay for the mouth of the shofar to be plated with gold, but the shofar becomes disqualified if the gold alters the sound. Like if you wanted to make a fancy shofar with a little gold on it, you could put it on the mouth. But once it starts changing the sound or the tone of the shofar, then it's a problem. And Rabbi Shachter said something very, very beautiful. It's also that we all have messages that we want to impart to the people around us in our lives. And if the gold, what's the gold represent? It represents materialism, right? Money. If the gold or the money changes the message, or it starts to change us, then we have a problem. And we want the gold because we spend so much of our waking hours running after materialism and gold. And often we become tempted to alter our message in life. And we sometimes might feel pressured to say something or to compromise our values in some kind of way to make the gold, to make that extra dollar. We have to earn a living and we have to support our families and we have to give tzedakah, to give charity. And by the way, this is a very important time to give tzedakah. We say in our prayers, utshuva, utzfila, utzedakah, that through repentance, return to Hashem, through prayer and through charity, mavirin et roha gzera, we say this in the Nisan HaTokef prayer, that it removes the evil of the decree. So giving tzedakah is important and earning a living is important. So we need money in life. But when the money and the materialism starts changing the message and we forget who we really are, and we forget the point of money. The point of money is to help us bring about our goals in life, to be able to support ourselves and our families so we can live a life of Torah and mitzvot. But if it becomes about the money and the money is no longer a tool, it's the end, then we have a big issue. And that's something to think about when we reflect on the shofar, that you can use a little gold, but it can't change the message. It should be kafuf, should be bent over so that we can have the kind of humility that we all want to have. And it shouldn't be split down the middle. So we have conviction and we know what we want, and B'ezrat Hashem, be able to be blessed with those things in the coming year.